Greetings, caring viewers, to this week's episode of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, the first in a two-part series on flood safety. Recently, due to accelerating climate change, massive floods have caused devastation in many countries around the world. And statistics show that damage and fatalities from these hydrological events are on the rise. Data from the World Health Organization reflects that flooding caused over 8,000 deaths worldwide in 2010.
那从这一次的这个今年看起来，再加上台湾地区在两年前的莫拉克台风降下来那种大豪雨的情况看起来，那只有在能够在避难或者是在事前做好防灾这个自救的这种方法呢，才能够在这种灾害来临的时候能够远离灾害，减少我们的生命财产损失。那从最近的全世界的现象看起来，这样子的做法是目前人类唯一而且是最有效的一个做法。
The experts featured on today's show include Ken Woolman, State Hazard Mitigation Officer for the California Emergency Management Agency in California, USA, who has been involved in flood research, planning, preparedness and mitigation for 15 years. Director General of the Taiwan Water Resources Agency, Yang Weifu, and Ye Taixing, the Chief Training Officer of the National Fire Agency in Formosa or Taiwan, and a rescue training officer for the International Rescue Instructors Association will also provide advice on flood safety.
There's various kinds of flooding that we have here in California. Riverine flooding, where due to precipitation, the capacity of rivers and streams are exceeded, and therefore they overtop those river courses that they normally flow through. Flash floods mean most of the time areas are dry, but the amount of rainfall is so fast in such a short duration of time that a dry creek bed that wouldn't seem to pose much hazard turns into a raging torrent that causes lots of destruction, and it goes away real quick.
If one lives in a flood-prone area, personal preparation is essential. People should recognize flooding as part of their environment and take sound action to ensure their safety. Ye Taixing, called the father of rescue in Formosa or Taiwan, elaborates on this topic.
Having
a supply of water, food, batteries, a battery-operated radio, so that you can get information about your situation that you might not be aware of because you're isolated due to a flood cutting off communications from the rest of your neighborhood or your community. There's a phrase we have, it's preparedness for 72 hours, meaning you're on your own for 72 hours with your own supply of food, water, medications, batteries, radios, because it's not possible for overwhelmed government agencies to come in and save everybody in the first 72 hours. There's just so many people and you don't know who needs what. So the goal is to get everybody prepared to last and survive on their own for the first 72 hours with these essential goods that they've prepared themselves. Before disaster had a chance of striking, you want to move those to higher levels of the home, for example. Valuable records you wouldn't want to store on a bottom shelf because they might be destroyed by water that's passing through. It might be only 6 inches of water passing through your home, but if you had stored important documents like that on a top shelf, you would not have had any damage to them.
那另外在平常我们在还没有发生灾害之前，就是在台风豪雨还没有下之前，我们自己周遭的这些排水系统，或者是我们家里前面的排水沟，在台风季节之前，我们就要保持它的一个非常通畅的一个情况。我们自己家的小排水沟，我们居民自住民可以自己来清理。那比较大的排水沟，当然政府就有这个义务，有这个权利要把它清除好。
Building a sandbag dike is one common way to protect one's home or a building during a flood. Experts say that for structural stability, the width of the dike space should be 1.5 to 3 times its height.
Usually you can get those at a local agency, sand and sandbags, but without knowing the proper way to fill it, how much to put in there, what you'd be doing would be ineffective and wouldn't work. So there are some simple techniques that people can follow, and that's listed there in our Fight Flooding at Home. And it demonstrates something as simple as how to fill the sand, how to build a sandbag. There's specific strategy in how you fill it. For example, you don't fill it all the way up. You leave some room in it, and a strategic way to stack it where it's more effective, where it doesn't topple over.
假设我们居住的地区是比较低洼， 比如说都会区里面，可能我这个地方本来过去就是比较容易淹水的地区， 那或者是大楼的地下室， 我们在平常 可以做一些汛期来临之前有一些沙包的准备。那当然这个沙包是只能阻挡比较小的洪水。那当然大的洪水就是它必须要靠其他的像抽水机等等。现在我们政府也在鼓吹低洼地区做防水闸板或者防水闸门，这个就是在协助把沙包的功能换成有一个比较好的一个挡水设施。
During a flood, securing the safety of electrical systems in the home is of great importance. If high water is approaching and you don't have to step in water or stand on a wet floor to do so, turn off electricity at the main breaker box or pull out the main fuse, then take out each circuit fuse. If there is no water around, unplug all appliances. Be sure not to use appliances, lights, or outlets that have been wet or are submerged in water. Don't step into a flooded basement or building unless you are sure the electricity is off. When you are outside, watch out for fallen power lines as they are highly dangerous.
Anytime you see a down electrical line, you should assume that it's alive and don't go anywhere near it. And it means don't be standing in water that's close to where an electrical wire is down, because it can conduct electricity and you might be electrocuted even though you're not standing near or touching the wire itself. So you should always stay away from a downed electrical wire and never go near it. Notify the public officials of where you live, and it's up to them to make sure that it's turned off.
When a state of emergency is declared by a local government, how does the evacuation process proceed?
For example, a sheriff's office may drive down roads of a community with loudspeakers telling people that it looks like flooding is imminent and they're recommended to evacuate their homes and get out of there because there's no time to do anything else. Other times you might have a day or two warning depending on the severity of the, say, rain that's causing the problem.
Another tip regarding preparedness is to establish a disaster plan. Family members should gather to discuss the plan and list where to evacuate in times of flooding, as well as vital phone numbers to call.
The other piece of that is having an evacuation plan for your family. And where do you get out? What if flooding is to occur and you were told by a local sheriff, for example, to evacuate your home? Where are you going to go? It's best to figure that out before you have to get out, which might be in the middle of the night, that a river is already topping its banks and floodwaters are flowing towards your neighborhood. That's not the best time to figure out what you're going to do. Have emergency contact numbers in case you need to call family, because they might live in another part of the country and they're trying to get hold of you.
Driving through flooded roadways is extremely dangerous. Dr. Gordon Geisbrecht, an expert on hypothermia and a professor at the University of Manitoba, Canada, states, each year up to 10% of all drownings in North America occur in submerged vehicles, and one-tenth of those involve motorists who intentionally drive into floodwater covering roads.
Do not try to drive across a flooded road. One of the mistakes many people make is that they think they can get across a road that is flooded because it doesn't look very deep, but what they don't understand is the road base might have been washed away, and what looks like a shallow little trickle of water might actually be very deep, and their car will get stranded and cause further blockage of a flow of water, in which case what they should do is evacuate their car immediately and get out, because their car can become like a dam, builds up water and debris against it, and it'll push a car off the road and down into floodwaters. If you take the longer detour around, you have a much better chance of getting home safely.
好，最近呢、啊，我们啊可以看到，从很多报道啊，发现就是啊有很多人因为开着车子，然后呢被洪水或溪水暴涨，或是台风来的时候要涉水啊，遭受啊我们讲的这个灾情哈、啊。那其实自己您自己如果是开着车，然后是因为这个雨势过大，或者是怎么因为台风的关系啊，这个水流啊啊瞬间暴涨啊，因为你不能够去做这个防范，是突发性的。那这个时候我们除了要呼吁您要冷静两个字以外，再来就是您要等到你的车辆已经被这个水流带到静止的状态之下，你才可以做任何的动作。
Our sincere thanks, Ken Warman, Yang Weifu, and Ye Taixing for taking time from your busy schedules to speak with us about practical tips for flood preparedness and response. Your extensive experience and insightful advice can save many lives. For more information on the organizations represented by today's experts, please visit the following websites. Ken Warman, www.hazardmitigation.calema.ca.gov. Ye Taixing, www.nfa.gov.tw and www.iriatp.tw. Yang Weifu, www.wra.gov.tw. Eco-conscious viewers, thank you for your presence on today's program. Please join us next Wednesday for Planet Earth, Our Loving Home,and the final part of this two-part series on flood safety. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May heaven bless us all with abundant love and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE